This is Greg Nikolai, and welcome to our 13th episode of We Got You Covered. A lot has been happening lately concerning the virus, and it seems as if we may cautiously be on our way to some form of normalcy in the near future. Hey, everybody, hope you're doing well. Let's give you an update on what's been going on since last week. Friday night, we had the stimulus bill pass. I think that's the third one that was done in the House. It's now going over to the Senate. We'll be watching that. We'll see what happens there. Forbes, as of May the 14th, was reporting that there is $120 billion left in the PPP. So that second wave of funding is not exhausted. If you're a small business, you need financial help. That is still available to the tune of $120 billion. The first one went so fast, I didn't think there'd be anything left of the second one, but that is still available. So if you need help, track that down. Next, the biggest way for everybody to get better, the economy and personally and families, is just getting back to work. And we're seeing the country, we're seeing the states, everybody do that in the way that they feel they can do it best. Hopefully that gets accelerated. Hopefully we're all back at work as soon as possible. That's going to be the best cure for what's going on right now. Now we're going to talk about updates into the different categories of insurance. We're going to start off with business insurance. We've been talking about this all along, and one of the great features and flexibilities that insurance carriers are offering is 90-day grace periods on premium payments. We are doing a ton of this in our office for our clients. Due dates are coming up. It's really hard to make those premium payments, and we're getting them pushed out 90 days, and it's really providing a help to the clients for cash flow and business owners. So make sure you're taking advantage of that. The next thing, we're repricing policies. Carriers are allowing us to go back to them midterm and restructure the premiums. The exposures, the rates, everything is much different than it was in January, what you thought 2020 was going to be. You may not have as many employees. Your payroll may have gone down. Your sales may have gone down. The insurance companies are willing to reprice those policies. For restaurants and retailers, we're seeing tens of thousands of dollars of premium savings. We're able to really knock these premiums down. For some of our larger clients, maybe they're car dealers, maybe they're real estate, we're seeing hundreds of thousands of dollars of premium reductions for them. So we're really fighting hard, pushing back. One of our professionals actually pushed back on some penalties and fees that are not allowed to be charged at this time. So we're really policing that, watching it, and pushing hard against the insurance carriers. And it's worthwhile because a lot is getting done, really able to help them with thing delaying premium payments and also getting major credits on their insurance. Personal insurance, home, auto, umbrella, collections. You've got 90-day grace periods on those payments. We're helping a lot of our insureds delay payments there. I mean, even personally, you're not making as much money. It's harder to pay a premium. We understand that. We're getting those premiums pushed back and delayed. Also, on the auto insurance, because of no use that you're working from home, the cars are sitting, they're not driving nearly as much as we used to. Getting big discounts on the auto insurance for April and May. And as this continues, and if needed, carriers are saying they will continue these discounts into June, July, and beyond. Hopefully, it's not much further. On life insurance, we talked about the simplified issue life insurance right now. Carriers are doing accelerated issue, simplified applications, limited medical or no medical underwriting. Great time to really address financial responsibilities, family responsibilities, things like mortgages, loans, college tuitions, income replacement. Unfortunately, COVID has really shined a light on all of this. We're thinking of these things more than ever. And if you need life insurance to address that, really great time to do that. Easily get these policies issued. We're also helping our clients with estate planning, where life insurance proceeds will pay for and fund estate obligations, tax obligations. Getting a lot of those policies issued really accelerated. So if it's at a time when you've wanted to address that, this is a really good time to do that. Make sure you're taking advantage of that. Over on the health insurance side, the biggest announcement we saw, and this was last week, UnitedHealthcare, due to reduced usage, they are providing a discount to their group plans. That's effective in June. That is a great move. Health insurance is so expensive. It's such a big part of an employer and business's expense sheet that getting a discount there is really helpful. In turn, that will also help employees who make a contribution. Those contributions will go down. So just across the board, it's a really important announcement from UnitedHealthcare. Hoping to see other carriers follow suit with that. That's a really big way to make an impact for people and their pockets. Also, if you're an employer, you're having problems making payments, you got a 60-day grace period that the industry for health insurance is offering. Make sure you take advantage of that. We're doing that ton of that for our clients as well. So that's what we got for this week. As always, we're going to take a look at it, monitor it, report to you next week. Continue to stay safe, healthy, and socially distanced. And remember, Madison's got you covered. Be safe, everybody.